This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. A delegation of African leaders was in the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv, on Friday. Forgive me, I'm sorry. A delegation of African leaders was in the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv Friday to discuss a possible peace process with President Volodymyr Zelensky. The delegation was greeted in the capital by a Russian air assault. Correspondent Anna Chernikova, reporting from Kyiv, told Flashpoint's Ukraine told VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine program the details.
It was quite an unusual attack on Kyiv because it happened not over the night. It happened in the morning. It started around 11 o'clock. There were explosions heard in the city of Kyiv. Even more explosions were heard at the outskirts of the capital. Ukrainian Air Force confirmed that it was not just a cruise missiles attack, but it was also a ballistic attack. In total, six ballistic Kinjal missiles were destroyed today in the sky of the city of Kyiv and Kyiv region, in addition to another six cruise missiles, caliber cruise missiles, and two drones.
That was Anna Chernikova reporting from Kyiv. You'll find more information on that story and all the stories we're covering today at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden Friday, the one-year anniversary of the first significant piece of federal gun legislation passed, called for a ban on assault weapons. Biden was speaking to a friendly audience at a gun safety summit in Connecticut, full of survivors of gun violence and family members of victims. He saluted them for turning their pain into purpose and vowed not to let up on his advocacy for tougher gun laws. To applause, Biden said banning assault weapons would go a long way to stopping the eruption of mass shootings in the U.S.
Folks, it's time once again that we banned AR-15 rifle style weapons.
High-capacity magazines, they're not only a weapon of war, they're the single biggest driver of profits for the gun industry. That's why they're selling them.
Political experts say a ban on assault weapons would be next to impossible to pass through a Congress with a Republican majority in the House and a slim Democratic control in the Senate. A jury in the U.S. city of Pittsburgh Friday found Robert Bowers guilty of dozens of federal hate crimes for the killing of 11 worshipers with an assault rifle at the city's Tree of Life Synagogue in 2018, the worst anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history. Reuters correspondent Chris Stingham reports.
Bowers now faces the penalty phase of his trial when 12 jurors must weigh whether he deserves the death penalty. Federal prosecutors charged Bowers with 63 counts, including obstruction of free exercise of religious beliefs resulting in death for each of the 11 victims. During his trial, which began last month, jurors heard testimony from some of the survivors of the mass shooting, during which Bowers yelled, "All Jews must die." They also heard evidence of his anti-Semitism, including multiple posts that he shared on a social media platform called Gab, which is popular with far-right extremists.
A former North Carolina health official has been picked to be the new director of the Centers for Disease Control. AP correspondent Adrian Bradshaw reports.
The White House is announcing that Dr. Mandy Cohen will be the new director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Cohen previously served as secretary of the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services from 2017 until last year. She succeeds Dr. Rochelle Walensky, who last month announced she was leaving at the end of June. Cohen will take over after some rough years at the CDC, whose 12,000-plus employees are tasked with protecting Americans from disease outbreaks and other public health threats. Recent polls show public trust in the CDC has somewhat eroded, partly due to missteps in dealing with COVID-19 and to political attacks. I'm Adrienne Bradshaw.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.